USA Radio News with John Hunt.
After this weekend, painted in bright yellow letters outside the White House are the words "Defund the Police," which is a rallying cry for a movement to combat police brutality and racism that has exploded across the nation. And President Donald Trump says that will not be happening in America.
We can't give up the finest law enforcement anywhere in the world. There's nothing like it. Few people, few countries have our record. And I'm talking about the positive record. So we're going to be discussing some ideas and some concepts and some things. But we won't be defunding our police. We won't be dismantling our police. We won't be disbanding our police. We won't be ending our police force in a city. I guess you might have some cities who want to try, but it's going to be a very, very sad situation.
Attorney General William Barr has maintained a more hopeful rhetoric that police reform could be achieved without defunding the police. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Retired General Colin Powell has decided on who he's voting for president, and USA's Tim Berg has the story.
Colin Powell has not voted for a Republican for president since George W. Bush back in 2004, so it came to no shock to many folks, as on CNN's State of the Union, Colin Powell says he'll be supporting former Vice President Joe Biden.
I'm very close to Joe Biden on a social matter and on a political matter. I've worked with him for 35, 40 years, and he is now the candidate, and I will be voting for him.
CrossFit CEO Greg Glassman apologized for an insensitive tweet about George Floyd, but that was a little too late for sports gear maker Reebok, which said it's ending its partnership with CrossFit following the tweet, while some gyms said they would end their affiliation with the workout brand. The issue started when the Institute of Health Metrics and Evaluation tweeted, "Racism and discrimination are critical public health issues that demand urgent response." Glassman responded, "It's Floyd 19. This is USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered, from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
New York City's transit system has reopened, and USA's Chris Barnes has the latest.
The head of the MTA, Pat Foy, is urging all subway and bus riders to still use face coverings. He also says the MTA is doing its part by doing very rigorous cleaning.
Every car is being disinfected every night, stations twice a day. We're going to continue that disinfecting. We're doing some really innovative piloting with ultraviolet light, which kills the COVID-19 virus.
Ridership was expected to soar come Monday morning as hundreds of thousands of people were expected to go back to work, but reports are ridership was light on both the subway and buses. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
U.S. prosecutors and attorneys for Britain's Prince Andrew sniped at each other across the Atlantic, each saying the other side was to blame for the Duke's failure to participate in the Jeffrey Epstein sex trafficking probe. Andrew's lawyer said in a statement that he's offered three times this year to speak with U.S. investigators after being assured that he has not and never been a target of their criminal investigation. Hours later, U.S. attorney in Manhattan, Jeffrey S. Berman, issued a statement saying the prince has tried to falsely portray himself to the public as eager and willing to cooperate, even as he repeatedly declines his interview. One of the women who was sexually abused by Epstein as a teenager, Virginia Roberts Guffrey, has claimed the financier flew her around the world on private planes to have sex with powerful men, including encounters with Andrew in London. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.